started doing my research, these buffoons, they basically admitted they've been modifying our food to affect our genome for a number of years, it appears.
Here we go! Man, America is in the fight of her life. And probably half of the country doesn't even realize we're in a fight. And that, my friends, is what makes it really hard. Okay, today we're gonna tackle some food issues, right? Because we live on a homestead. We live in this log cabin on 11 acres. We grow 90% of our own food. And 14, 15, 16 years ago, my wife and I, we were experiencing some difficulties with our health, okay? And as we started to do our homework, we started learning about food. And we started learning about genetically modified food. And then that really turned us off. And then we started learning about Roundup and all the glyphosate and all the stuff that they spray on the food and how like disgusting the food was. And then we started thinking, man, the food is making us sick. And we started looking up some of those words, you know, the ones that are on the side of that box of the processed foods you eat all the time. And we couldn't pronounce those words. So we started looking up those words. Oh my gosh, and we were so just taken back by the food, our so-called food that they're feeding us. And then we connected some dots and we figured out that the food that they're feeding us is designed to make us sick. So then we can go into the industrial pharmaceutical complex, right? And so they can make money off of you your whole life. So you're sickly all the time, you're buying pills all the time, all those kids. Can you imagine if you're a parent right now and you're starting to wake up to all this stuff and you put your kid on Ritalin because they told you he was just too anxious and too fired up because they wanted him to sit in a chair in a classroom all day long, which is totally against our body and totally against everything that a human does and stands for. Oh, I would feel terrible. And if my mom's watching, you know, if they would have had that when I was a kid, you probably would have signed me up for it. So I'm glad they didn't have it. So what we're gonna do right now is we're talking about this right now. This is a pivoting point. You know, they have these pivoting points in your life. And if you can catch something on a pivoting point, you can stop it from getting really bad, a lot worse, right? And you can make it better. And if you miss the pivoting point, then it just gets progressively worse and worse. And then it's even harder and harder to dig out of. So I'm gonna give you guys some information right now that could potentially stop the pivot point and we can move this back this way, because Missouri, right now, I'm telling you guys, Missouri can save the world as far as this food issue goes. With the vaccines. I brought a story to you guys a little bit ago about they were trying to put the vaccine in the bees. I've been reporting on Bill Gates in the UK. He's already injecting beef in the UK with the mRNA vaccine, okay? And if you guys haven't done your homework on the mRNA vaccine, it's a gene therapy. It's not really even a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. And then you have to go study what gain of function is, because they're basically turning all of y'all, us in America, into lab rats, and the world, quite actually. Whew, man, this is next level stuff, and we have to participate. We have to participate now. Right now is the time to participate, because if it goes further and further, it's gonna get worse when you participate, and you won't like it. Tom Renz put up a tweet the other day, and he wants you to know he's concerned about this information and he wants to get it out to as many people as possible. The lobbyists for the Cattlemen and Pork Association in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccine in pigs and cows this month. Full stop, y'all. This month. Okay? This is not a drill. They're going all in with this vaccine stuff. Why do they? You have to think to yourself, why are they dead set in sticking this vaccine in every living being? Well, except if you're in Congress, because Congress is still void from being mandated to have the jab. Yeah, you heard me right. Congress, the ones that are making you have this jab, the ones that are working with lobbyists to put it in all your food, they are exempt from getting the jab, okay? We must support Missouri Bill HB 1169. If you live in Missouri, if you know anybody that lives in Missouri, get a hold of them. Tell them to get a hold of their congressman. We have to get everybody's phone jacked up. We have to let them know we want this to pass because this will save the world, okay? I'm telling you guys, if we can get them to disclose gene therapies and food, this is a game changer. This could stop the ball rolling. No one knows the impact of doing this, but we are all potentially facing the risk of being a hashtag died suddenly if we do not stop this. And if you guys aren't following it, the news, people are just dying left and right. They're because they're jabbed and they're boosted and all this garbage, and they're dying suddenly. Walking their dogs, athletes are dying left and right. They've kind of slowed down on the reporting of it, but people are still dying left and right. Okay? And the facts are straight. You cannot deny it anymore, right? The people that took the vaccine are dying in higher numbers. Okay? Now I'm gonna let Tom here is gonna explain to you guys what's going on with the legislation and what he's found in his investigations, and he is right now sounding the alarm, and I'm trying to as well, to get this information in your hands.
Been working around the clock on this since we found this out, and we got it out. I'm going to read this to you. This is from the year 2019, and it's published on the NIH website, right? So government, trust the science, Anthony Fauci, right? I'm going to read one sentence to you. Quote, at present, edible vaccine are in development or are developed for veterinary and human use. They have been making edible vaccines. I've found going back to the to 2005, we have a clinical trial on potatoes. We found that they're doing this in a number of different things. And now it looks like they're going to be doing some of these new generation mRNAs. They've got listed on this in this NIH document. Potatoes, rice, bananas, tomatoes, lettuce, tobacco, alfalfa, algae, carrots, and Bill Gates' favorite, bugs, as being viable vectors of edible vaccines. We testified in Missouri on House Bill 1169, two pages. It says, if you've got a gene therapy product, you've got to disclose it. Whether it's in food, wherever it's at, you got to disclose it. If you've got a gene therapy product, you also have to be willing to share how it can transmit. And then the third part is we need informed consent. Informed consent before you give any medical interventions or vaccines or therapies. And informed consent has to include adverse events of special interest, all risks and benefits. Three things. House, we've got Missouri Republicans opposing this bill for transparency and disclosure and informed consent. They're opposing it because Bayer, which bought Monsanto, is the largest producer of seed on the planet. And they're putting these gene therapies. We have going back to 05. They've tested this. It appears, and they testified that the lobbyists screwed up. I want to send the lobbyists. I want to extend my appreciation right now to the lobbyists for Big Ag. Because the lobbyists, when they were testifying against me and against this bill, House Bill 1169 in Missouri, which, by the way, if it passes, the disclosure requirements are going to affect all over the world, right? So if we pass this in one state, it saves the world. But the lobbyists actually came up and said, well, if we have to label, we're going to end up having to label all our food. I said, what? What? House, in a million years, I was like, what do you mean? So I started doing my research. These buffoons, they basically admitted they've been modifying our food to affect our genome for a number of years, it appears. And the question is, how much, how bad, what are they putting in there now? And, you know, is this stuff in there now? By the way, I also found there is a Merck product called Sequevity. Sequevity is an mRNA, it's quote, a revolutionary swine vaccine platform, targeted mRNA vaccines. They may or may not be using this now, I don't know. We're trying to get clarification on this, on what's being used where. We've got the reports from a couple, you know, guys that, obviously I can't disclose their names, they'd be out of a job immediately, from some Cattlemen's Pork Association's people from a couple different states. But we can't, I mean, boy, you talk about this being tight-lipped, and naturally, you know, as soon as you start reporting this, it gets hidden everywhere. So be careful. Let me tell you, I want to give you, and this is important, and people want to, I want people to understand what's going on here. So we got a 2-page bill in Missouri that could potentially keep people safe around the world. It's House Bill 1169, sponsored by Holly Jones. I testified in front of the committee there, which, by the way, we got that posted on Twitter. You get a boot out of that. We had quite a bit of fun. But if you look at this, House, we put this in a deeply red state, very, very Republican. The people are blowing up. The people are calling these people. We've got these, it's in what's called the Emerging Issues Committee, and these people are fighting it tooth and nail. And I posted names and phone numbers of the committee members and the lobbyist on Twitter because I want people calling these guys. But we are right now running into four Republicans who are joining the Democrats to block this. I've got them posted on Twitter. We need people calling them. We need them screaming. We need them telling them, hey, this is not acceptable. We do not want, we don't want you guys selling out. I encourage everyone to read this and tell me what you oppose here. Because I helped review this and I gave some input to Holly when she was putting this bill together. And I say, we got to make this as hard to oppose politically as possible because these crooks don't like transparency. So Dave Hinman, Jeff Farnan, Mike Hafner, and Dane Deal are Republicans who are joining the Democrats because they sold out to the big ag, big pharma conglomerate. House, this is one of the most corrupt things I've ever seen in my life. They are putting this stuff in our food. They're not telling us about it. And what about informed consent? What about Nuremberg? I mean, you can't give people medicine without doing that, but they're using loopholes in the federal law to get away with this. Our only way to know what's in this food is to pass a bill like this. Guys, this is cause and died suddenly. And by the way, we know now, I've got a paper talking about using milk, ingestible. We've got ingestible. One of the things that everybody said, well, you know, it'll break down in the stomach, it won't matter. That's not true. I've got the science, I've got the papers, I've got the documents. They have developed mechanisms to get this through the digestive system. We don't know what it works on entirely. We don't know how, we don't have all the information. But what I can say, absolute certainty, there are mechanisms to get vaccines into your system through your stomach. There are ingestible vaccines. They can do it. We don't know all the details yet, but what we do know is that this is a big deal.
So there you have it. I mean, this is not conspiracy theory, y'all. We have to get up. We have to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. All right? So you guys, make sure you share this video. Make sure you're contacting your congressman. If you live in another state and this is, you know, make sure you send the bill that we have to your congressman and let them know. You guys, we have to get involved with these politics. We have to. We just have to. Right? Because they're weaponizing the politics and we're just saying don't be involved in politics or don't talk about the politics, and that is really going to put us in the trick bag, and I don't think you're going to like where that ends up in total 100% tyranny. Okay? And parents, please start parenting your children. Moms, please get back home with the kids. Everyone start trying to live off of one income, right? That's the only way we're going to win, is if we take our families back, okay? Make sure if you guys you know, are new around here, you hit that thumbs up, right? Make sure you subscribe to our channel if you're not subscribed. And leave a comment down below if you even had any idea about any of this stuff, right? Comment down below. And we'll see you guys on the next video, okay? And I also did a story about Mark Zuckerberg, right? He already has a company, and they've been out rounding up deer for a while now, injecting them and sending them back out there, y'all. This is evil on a level you can't even possibly even fathom, okay? Please share this video and stay vigilant.